Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Matt Traglavia. Matt is Director of Marketing at InventHelp, which is a leading company that helps inventors put their invention campaign, on the right track, right, Matt? You guys take help. If you got an idea, if you got something you're working on, you think could be something. Most of the inventors that I've ever met, and I don't mean this in a disparaging way. I mean it is almost charming, Matt. Most of the inventors that I've ever met have been the least sophisticated people I've ever known in terms of business. What do you think?
You know, it's that's kind of a loaded question.
I know, and again, listen, I'm not trying to be disparaging. I'm just saying they're almost cute. You know what I'm saying? They're so naive. Most of them are so naive. They come to me and they've got this little baby in their hands and they're saying, "Look what I invented! It's going to save the world. Help me do something
with
it. Help me save the world."
They get very, very, very excited. It's very cute, but it's also, it's awesome, you know? I mean,
yeah,
the word awesome is, it's very, you know, before I got into this business and before I started with InventHelp, I didn't even know this whole industry existed. And this was 6-7 years ago when I got started, and if you remember,
right.
Shark Tank started when? Seven years ago.
Yep.
You know, so as it grows and as people start to know that this is even out there, they start coming up with more ideas. Oh, mm-hmm. There's a company that can help me?
Yeah, by the way,
and
by the way, I don't subscribe to Shark Tank. I don't like it. I don't watch it. I don't think it's real. I don't think it's the way people really do business. And it may be entertaining to some people, but I think it gives the wrong impression about how business is really done. And but I want to come back to your program that you're doing to help inventors get on track with crowdfunding. Remind us about the name of it and talk to us about it.
So we're launching a website called fundanidea.com where we're helping inventors to try to secure funding for any stage of their invention. You mentioned something earlier or a couple minutes ago about they don't know the next steps
right.
or what to do to get their idea out there. So we're trying to help them, and we provide them with the knowledge to what funding do you need? You know, do you need funding for a prototype? Do you need funding for manufacturing? So Fund an Idea is to help them every step of the way. And a lot of the problem with crowdfunding sites out there now, and you could read about it, is that they're able to provide you with the platform to get money. But then let's say you get $100,000 for your product, guess what? Now what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how to contact the manufacturer. You don't know how to get it on the shelf.
You got to get a lawyer. You need to get a lawyer. Somebody needs to help you make a decision if you're going to protect it as a trade secret or if you're going to register it. What are you going to do?
Exactly. And that's where we come into play. You know, we've been doing this for over 30 years and we have the connections and the contacts that try to help you submit it to companies
mm-hmm.
with the funding. So a lot of problems with this whole invention business is that, you know, people don't have the money. You know, you need money for a prototype. A prototype could cost you up close to $50,000 just to get it right because the consumer has to eventually buy it and it has to work, right? So in order for it to work, you have to get it out there, and that's what we're helping people do. Not only that, but we're providing services to help them crowdfund properly, meaning that if you don't know how to create a video or you don't know how to create CAD drawings of your invention, if you don't
right.
know how to do anything to get it on the crowdfunding site, we'll provide services to help you do that properly to try to help you succeed and raise your funding goal.
Mm-hmm. And so how does that work? How would we, when someone contacts you, how does that work?
So it works by, obviously, logging online to fundanidea.com. It's going to be available in the next couple months. And all you have to do is sign up. One of our sales reps will contact you. And then we'll try to get the information from you. And we'll just start providing services.
How much does it cost?
We're not sure yet. We're still working out the logistics and trying to figure out how much it's going to cost. I mean, obviously, to put
Is it going to be a monthly thing? Is it going to be like a one-time, you know, 1,000, 2,000, 6,000, 500? Is it going to be that kind of a deal, or is it going to be monthly?
No. So it's going to be free to post your site, to post your campaign on fundanidea.com, but we'll take a small nominal percentage.
Right.
If your funding is
okay.
Successful.
I like that. That's good.
Yep, but then the services, we're still figuring out the pricing of the services because it has to make sense for the inventor.
Right, okay.
You know, I'm not going to charge.
So you're going to come back. You're going to come back in 6 months and tell us how things are going. Is that right?
Exactly. I'm going to come back in hopefully 3 months and tell you how everything's going, Jim.
Well, I might not invite you back in 3 months, Matt. You got Matt. I need both websites. Give them to us quickly, please.
Sure. InventHelp.com is in Ben Help's website, and fundanidea.com is the new crowdfunding platform for inventors.
So check it out. Hey, Matt, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
All right, then. Thank you.
Either 3 months or 6 months. We'll work that out, okay?
All right.
Matt Tragnavia, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.